Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Your way, we're on Shabbos 100. Welcome to Shabbos 100, the triple digits, talking about floating. The Gemara notes in respect to oil floating upon wine. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the rabbis disagree, for we learned in the Mishnah, if oil is floating upon wine, and a tevul yom, one who was tummy but has immersed himself in a mikvah, he is considered a tevul yom until nightfall touches the oil. He disqualifies the oil only. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, both are connected to each other, and they both become disqualified. It brings to mind the idea of floating. I was thinking about it earlier today when our kids were playing with the water table and the kiddie pools that we try to get for them, especially in the hot water. You see the items floating. You see how there are different items, even if it's destructive, the toys or whatever they throw in the water is floating. It brings to mind the idea of how we should feel like we are loving life and living life, but not just living it, but loving it and floating through life. We should feel as if our life has an ebb and has a current and it has waves, even though sometimes life can go up and sometimes it can go down. There's always an undercurrent. There's always a flow and there's always an ebbing of the water going through the days, serving Hashem as best as we can, helping our spouses and our children as best as we can, helping our families and our friends, especially in crazy times, as best as we can, still going about working part of the day and taking care of our families and the house part of the day, and giving some time to ourselves and our spouses at the end of the day, being able to do that, to give a flow to the day, a routine to the day. It's so important to have a routine to the day, to have a structure to the day. Even if Corona and the crazy times has ruined that, we talk about on the OT show a lot, you have to keep that structure and routine to the day as much as possible. So keep on davening, keep on learning, keep on eating, keep on working, keep on keeping up all those things, because when you float through life and you feel like you're able to go through the ebb and the flow and the undercurrent of life, and you're able to go day by day, even though we don't know what's going to happen in weeks or months or whatever, every day, day by day, as long as we could float through it, having trust in Hashem, having emunah in Hashem, knowing that we're doing what we're doing the best we can and trying to do as many mitzvahs and helping as many people as much as we can in the safest way possible, then we can know that we're doing the right thing, and we could feel like we too, like the toys in the water, are floating through life as best we can, hopefully serving Hashem in the best way. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 101 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.